Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory. And yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week I made some really strong statements. And listen, I do not take them back. It is past time for some Christians to grow up and wake up and get serious about their walk with God. Now, last week I ended with these words. It is only the mercy and long-suffering of God that explains why God sometimes helps us regardless of our ignorance. But in the end, if we are asking God to bless and affirm us or our lives or our efforts or our plans, He will not. Let me say that again. He will not. God only blesses that which He originates. Let me say that again. God only blesses that which He originates. Now, perhaps you think I am saying that God will bless independence or rebellion or a refusal to pick up our cross. Of course, He will not. But I am not talking about that. If I'm walking in such open error, I am wasting my time trying to move God's heart to bless me. But for most of us, the problem is not rebellion, but rather ignorance and blindness. That's right. We have no, well, maybe there are some, because there's always exceptions in God, but, well, you know, most people do not have any kind of spiritual discernment between our lives and the Christ who is to be our life. Let me say that again. Most Christians do not have the spiritual discernment between our lives and the Christ who is to be our life. In fact, we often think that our natural life is the life of Christ. This blindness is not a, you know, is not a minor point, my friend. In fact, it is a very deception of Satan. Satan wants to blind us to the fact that Christ is, you know, in us, is other than us. Satan wants to blind us to the fact that there is a division between Christ and our natural man. Let me say that again. This is important. Satan desires to blind us to the fact that there is a division between Christ and our natural life. Many professing Christians think that Christ is an addition or is an adjunct to being a blessing upon us. Oh no. We think that God wants to bless the life that we continue to possess. This era is a smattering all throughout Christian teaching and terminology. For example, people speaking of eternal life as a thing or a classification that God gives us. But no, some think that if we believe in, you know, in Christ, that God responds by injecting us with something called eternal life, or that He gives us the Holy Spirit to help us live our best lives now in God. And for some, this goes as far as to suggest that Christ died to bring out our greatness or the best in us. And I can say thank you there, Joel Osteen, for that book that you wrote. Or that the Spirit of God is given to us to help achieve our goals. And some Christians, you know, really, really get religious by saying that the Spirit of God, you know, is given to us to help us work things out for God to meet His goals. Wow. In addition, we talk about things such as sanctification as the outcome of God acting upon us and doing something to us to make us holy. And sadly, lost in all of this is the fact that Christ is to be our life. That's right. Christ is to be our life. Which changes everything, my friend. Eternal life is not a thing God gives to us. Oh, no. Let me say that again. Eternal life is not a thing that God gives to us. Eternal life is Christ in us. Eternal life is Christ in us. Sanctification is not a thing that God does to us. Sanctification, as well as righteousness and wisdom and redemption, is Christ in us. Wow. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 1:30, but of Him, now that will be Christ, are ye to Jesus Christ, whom of God is made unto us, you and me, brothers, wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. In short, everything that God has to give us is found in Christ. Let me say that again. Everything that God has to give us is found in Christ. And therefore, because what was already said, the only way to come into these realities is to lose our life and find His life. Wow, find Christ's life. You know, every week I beat up these verses, it seems, over and over, hoping that the Holy Spirit is able to break through the denominational teachings and impart the truths of the Word of God to your heart. Every week I talk of the ways to find Christ from different scriptures and even from my experiences, and that is for us to lose our life in this world. Wow. And yet many Christians continue in their denominational religions, their practices and so forth, even from their parents passing that on to them. I am not sure what it will take besides the Holy Spirit and a tragedy to break up the stony hearts of today. But as long, my friend, as I have air in my lungs and the opportunity to share the truth of the Word of God and not some half-baked denomination or religious sermon, you can count on me that I will. Amen? How can I not? Not that I know everything, no I don't, but I do know enough that the truth is the Word of God, and that makes all of the difference, my friend. I have seen for years, many, many years, well over 55 years of the destruction and slow drifting away of the church, and that's in quotations, from the Word of God. Godly doctrines, and it matters what your doctrine is, my friend. If we get our doctrine wrong, then we have corrupted faith. Let me say that again. If we get our doctrine wrong, then we will have corrupt faith. But godly doctrines, once imprinted on the hearts and minds of people, but now ignored for a hip and new and improved Jesus. No, my friend, the messenger nor the message never changes. The messenger or the message never changes. This simple fact is stated by Paul in Ephesians 1 and 3. Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has, past tense, blessed us, who God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Notice, in Christ. Wow. You will note that these spiritual blessings are said to be finished. God the Father has past tense, blessed us with all, not some or a few, but all spiritual blessings. Wow. So why don't most Christians seem to experience these blessings? Well, my friend, most Christians forgot the last two words of Ephesians 1 and 3. In Christ. These spiritual blessings are not found in a denomination, in a church, or even in an experience that we once had, or praying five times a day, reading the Bible three times a day, you know, giving money to the church, or helping the pastor out. Oh no, my friend. The only place you can find these spiritual blessings that God has for us, past tense, they've already given to us, they're in Christ. If Christ is in you and you are in Christ and you have received these blessings, wow, that is important. Christ in us and we in Christ. God has already given us Christ. And since He's given us Christ and He's given us all of His blessings, not a few, not some, but He's given all of His blessings to us in Christ. Wow. More next week, my friend, as we continue to look at heavenly versus earthly. There's a huge difference between heavenly and earthly. Most Christians live in the earthly realm and think that they are in the heavenly realm, but they're not. The only way you can be in the heavenly realm is when you are in Christ and Christ is in you. If not, I don't care what church you go to. I don't care what you do. I don't care if you're the pastor, the bishop, the prophet, whatever. If you're not, if Christ is not in you, then you are in the earthly realm. And believe it or not, you are not saved, my friend. This has been David Stahl from Beholder in His Glory, trusting that God blesses you, and tune in next week for more. God bless. Amen.